This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you're doing well. Welcome to episode 191 of the Freedom Audio Show. So wanted to share a little idea with you today. I was thinking about what's a great piece of value that I could share in this episode. And I was working with one of my students inside of my program. And it was really interesting because as he was going through the program, he realized that the software that he had been using to build out his website and his pages and his business was different to the software that I use inside of my business, right? And within the online marketing space, there are lots of different softwares that you can use to build out your sites, your pages, and they're all kind of the same. You execute the pages in kind of the same way. It's just that one is branded brand A and another one might be branded brand B, right? But they all kind of do the same thing. They build out very specific websites for you so that you can do a very specific task and bring your audience through that website to take certain actions, right? And so, unfortunately, it's impossible for me to cater to every single person in the world, in the market, and there will be people using other pieces of software. But the beauty is that you can just kind of model what's going on, right? And so we were having a conversation, and after a while, he kind of concluded that the program wasn't right for him because he was using a different piece of software, and he was too lazy to model, essentially, right? That was, that's kind of the short of it, that he couldn't really be bothered to model, even though it's actually a very, very easy thing to do because most of the pieces of software right now is just kind of drag and drop, right? And so this kind of spurred this whole idea. We had this huge conversation after that, but this kind of, brought up this whole idea for me that, is really important in today's episode. And it all comes down to, the idea of being flexible inside of your business, right? Because at the end of the day, if you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to grow a successful business, you're going to have to be flexible, right? So if I, as I was going through my career, especially in the early years, anytime I followed a mentor and I was trying to get a very specific result because I was very unsuccessful, right? At that, for the first 8 years, 2009 to 2016, I had made so many mistakes. I had made a bit of money here and there, but I really hadn't been able to figure out how to get into profit, right? And profit is the most important metric inside of your business. There's no point of, making $1 million if you're spending $1 million, right? There's no point making, $500,000 if you're spending, $550,000, right? Because you're not making money. You're making revenue, but you're not generating profit, okay? And because I wasn't generating profit, I was continuing to invest in a lot of courses and a lot of programs and a lot of masterminds to learn the skills that I didn't have in order for me to get to where I wanted to go, right? And every time I committed time, effort, and money into a program, my job was to follow that mentor to the T, okay? So that means that if that mentor told me that I needed to, make 100 calls a day, stand on one leg and hop up and down and make a funny face, then that was exactly what I was gonna do, right? Because I had done the research, I had invested in the program, and, it was my job, it was my duty to follow exactly what was being taught. If I didn't follow what my mentor was telling me to do, then how could I expect to get any results from that particular program, right? And so, that's kind of the idea that I want to give you today is that you need to, number one, if you are going to, again, follow a specific mentor, then you have to trust the source, right? You have to kind of be flexible and be open-minded, suspend your disbelief and follow exactly what that mentor has laid out because they have obviously gotten a certain result. And if you haven't gotten that result yourself, then you need to do yourself justice and the program justice and follow it exactly the way it is, right? And sometimes, unfortunately, you may have already built your business in a certain way. But here's the thing about already putting in a lot of effort, and this is what a lot of entrepreneurs don't understand. The fact that you're still investing money trying to figure out how to be successful means that whatever you've done hasn't worked. Does that make sense, right? So if it hasn't worked, even though you're using a different piece of software or you've been doing a strategy a certain way or you've been doing something else a different way, it means that it's not working, which means that you need to change what you're doing in order to get a result. Now, if that means, unfortunately, switching from one piece of software to another piece of software to make it easier for you to follow along in the new program that you're going after, then so be it, right? Yes, it might be a headache currently, and you might have to change a couple of things, which probably won't even take you that long, to be honest, right? You just need to switch a few pages here, switch a few pages there. In the long run, it's gonna serve you so much better. It's gonna make your job so much easier, and you're probably going to get into profit a lot more quickly, or get the result that you're trying to get a lot more quickly, right? And so that's what I told this gentleman. You know, I said, listen, you know, yes, it's a little bit of a headache, and you might have to change the piece of software, but moving forward, you're going to get the results that you came here to get in the first place. You see, unless you are already very successful and you already know what you're doing and you're already making 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 US dollars a month, then that's okay. You can make that business decision then, right? Then it doesn't make sense to change softwares because you already know what you're doing. Right? If anything, you should find something that kind of complements what you're doing and you can sort of bolt on, then that's fine. But if you're still someone who hasn't actually gotten a result and it requires you to change an email managing software or a tracking tool or a page builder or a video hosting software or an overall strategy, then you need to consider doing it. Because if you think about it, in the long term, it makes sense. For that small little inconvenience today, the benefit that it might bring your business in the next couple of days, the next few weeks, the next few months, the next few years, or the rest of your lifetime could be potentially huge, right? So the idea I wanted to plant in your head today is you need to be flexible. Don't be so short-sighted in your business, right? If you need to make big changes in your business, sometimes you just have to do that, right? I've done that multiple times. In fact, I've done it so many times in my business because, you know, it wasn't working for so long. And so for me to be able to pick up my stuff and, you know, reset somewhere else, or, you know, use a different piece of software, go to the competition, rebuild my pages, rebuild my strategy, re-strategize my entire process or whatever it is, I've done that so many times because I knew that it was necessary for me to get to this stage in my career, okay? So unless you're already very successful and you know exactly what you're doing, you shouldn't really be closing the door to making a change in whatever things that you have to change, because obviously it's not working. Otherwise, you wouldn't have seeked that particular mentor out, or you wouldn't have, you know, invested $5,000 into that mastermind, or you wouldn't have invested, you know, $1,000 into that, you know, new program that you're trying, or whatever it is, right? You have to trust the source. If you've done your research, you've invested your money, and you're going to take action in something, you may as well just do it all the way through. Otherwise, you're doing yourself a huge injustice, right? A huge disservice, because you've done all that work and then you kind of stop when you're about to go just because of a small thing, and then you decide to, you know, whatever, cancel or not finish the program or not follow exactly what's being taught. And then what happens is you don't get the results that you went there to get in the first place because you're not really following the program all the way through. And then what happens is you haven't moved forward. You're still stuck in the same spot. You have to do more research. You have to try and find another solution. And sometimes it can be quite difficult to find that solution depending on what kind of result that you're looking to get. I hope that makes sense, okay? So number one, trust the source, because you did all the work in doing all the research anyway. So you may as well go through it properly, right? And number two, be flexible, right? Be flexible, be open-minded, and just understand that in the business world, whenever you're trying to be successful in business, online business, offline business, whatever it is, you're going to hit roadblocks. Whether they're big, small, or medium, you're going to hit roadblocks. And so in order for you to get around those, you got to be flexible, right? You got to roll with the punches, right? You can't be so rigid inside of your business and say no, even though you know it's the right thing to do, if that makes sense, right? So obviously, you know, everybody is in a different situation and you have to analyze what's right for you. But for the most part, unless somebody is already doing six figures a year, they could probably make a couple of tweaks in their business and it's not going to be detrimental to their business. In fact, if anything, it's going to improve their structure, it's going to improve their performance, and it's going to improve their profits overall in the long run, all right? So think about that for a second, right? That's the seed I wanted to plant today. Have a look at your business, right? And see if you've been doing that. If you've been blocking, making these invisible blocks for yourself, and whether you've been making your life a little bit more difficult for yourself, right? Sometimes you do have to take a step back. Sometimes you do have to reset. Sometimes you got to move software. Sometimes you have to change strategy. Sometimes you have to try something completely different in order for you to get to the goals that you're trying to achieve. I hope that makes sense. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode today. I hope you're safe wherever you are in the world. And I will speak to you very, very soon in the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.